Hello. All right, so this is the announcement section, and this is the first time we're doing it as a separate section. And I actually didn't print the announcements, so that was kind of dumb. That was kind of dumb, so I'm going to have to do it from the slides. But what you'll see from now on the website is a separate section for announcements, because what I'd like to have happen is that the announcements are there for you to see, and they're there for a couple of months, and then they disappear, and that the lessons are still there, and they're not dated by the fact that we have announcements in them. So here are some of the announcements. This is a musical announcement. Yeah. This is one of my favorite singers of all time. Does anybody know who this is? Barry Manilow, that's right. Me too, I love Barry. Is that bad? Yeah. Her name is Lola. Yeah. Was that cool? Oh, thank you. That was clever. Yeah, you just figuring out that I'm clever? So this is Lola Isabel Ferris. Let me see if I can turn the light down so you can actually see her. The girl is huge. Lily's in big trouble. That isn't the light. Hit that one, June. Oh, it's these two? There we go. Yeah. Who did that? I didn't do that. But there she is. She is huge. She's 8 pounds, 11 ounces, 21 and 3/4 inches long. Lily has got problems on her hands. Amen? So she's got Lily and Lola. So she's got a big sister now. Lily, the big sister, has a little sister now, Lola, and she and mom and everybody are doing fine. And so, what? Quit messing with the lights, June. You're killing me. All right, so here are some other dates. So make sure that you give Brad and Cheryl a call and congratulate them on the newest member of their family. Mark your calendars. The next celebration of the Lord's Supper after today is August 11th, second Sunday in August. Homecoming for the soon-to-be resident congregation, September 28th and 29th. We're looking for somebody to coordinate that. In the absence of that, you're on the hook, Mandy. So let's get somebody. I think it's time for some of you to step up. And if you want to step up and help with that, Mandy can certainly give you direction. She did a phenomenal job on our last one. Mark your calendars. No face-to-face Bible study these weeks. Two straight weeks, August 25th, September 1st. So that should give you a nice time to get a break, although I think one of those weeks we'll have lessons up, three lessons up, and then December 8th, December 29th also. Happy birthday to Emily Capaldo. Yeah, that'd be good. And just to remind you, here are some of the things that are available on our website. Every lesson is on the website in video. Every lesson is on the website in audio. Every set of pastor notes is on the website so that you can download them as a PDF and print them. So if you're doing a study of the lesson after the lesson, you can follow along. So in the last session, we gave you a quiz. And one thing you can do is write furiously and write down everything that was in the quiz, or you can just simply go to the website, print the notes. And then you can sign up for podcasts. And every time you put your iPod back in your computer, it will automatically download the number of lessons that you ask it to download. And there's a new doctrinal statement on the website as well, and I think I showed you that, but it's something that you might want to take a look at. Thanks again to Matt Maroney for creating the Barah Ministries app. If you have it's kind of a big deal. If you have an Android, it's available for download now. If you have an iPod, did you submit yet? So he submitted. It usually takes 2 weeks to clear. But since we're a trusted vendor of Apple, I think it won't take that long. But at the very least, 2 weeks from now, you should be able, those of you who have iPhones, should be able to download it. Very cool things. You can get June's music. It's set up in such a way that even if you get off the app, her music will continue to play. I don't know whether that's more of a nightmare or a great feature, but... but anyway, it's true. No, that's amazing. If my lessons continue after you leave, that's phenomenal. Congratulations to Joel Perkoski and Deanna Lemon, part of our soon-to-be resident congregation who were engaged about 7 years ago. I'm just getting around to announcing it. Now, I think they were engaged about a month ago, and Joel has been harassing me because I didn't announce it, and I just kept forgetting because I'm getting old. So congratulations to both of them. And, of course, yours truly will be doing the wedding, so that's very cool. Also, Joel passed the exam. He is now certified in the state of Pennsylvania to sell life insurance and a whole bunch of other worthless products. I'm kidding. But that's a big deal for him. I mean, it beats the hell out of Lowe's, right? He was selling 2x4s in Lowe's, you know, 2 months ago, and now he's certified to sell insurance. And he's working with State Farm, which is a great company. So that's a great career path. Congratulations to Joe Shea and Emily Capaldo. No, that's not right. That should be Charlotte. I just gave a sister away. But this should be Joe Shea and Charlotte Capaldo. That's my fault. Their wedding is August 31st, and I am doing that. Oh, God, they're going to hate me now. And then Baran Ministries is on Pal Talk. And so easy to get that, www.paltalk.com. Download the software, which is an automatic click of a button. You can choose a nickname for yourself, sign into the Baran Ministries room, and listen. And our lessons are on every night during the week at 7 p.m. Central Time, which is 5 p.m. Mountain Standard. And it's a replay of the 3 lessons of the week plus 2 other lessons, Monday through Friday. It's a great way for you to pick a time where you can just set aside time to study the Word of God. And so that is available. And it also is streaming live now. And is it working pretty well today? So we're still experimenting with that. But those of you who are in the soon-to-be resident congregation and on the East Coast, you don't have to wait till 6 o'clock anymore for the lessons to be up. You can actually go into the Pal Talk room and get the information live. All right, next, hotel move. Next week, we will move from Hyatt Place to the Hilton in Chandler. It'll be on the front page of our website details. Everybody here pretty much has been to the Hilton in Chandler, so I think you know where that is, and it's going to be a permanent move. We got bigger rooms there, and the bigger rooms are necessary to give us some room for the nursery and for the kids' study, which is expanding. So, Jerry, the other place next week? All right. That's awesome. And then our Coeur d'Alene, huh? All right. And our Coeur d'Alene Bible Conference will be August 9th. And I was just flirting with subject matter this morning for that, so I'll give you some details on that next week. So those are our announcements. Also, I should say this, that our book, And You Will Be Saved, has been translated into Spanish. And so Rafael did the first translation. Then I gave it to Karen Smith to give her a chance to... Are you guys familiar with Karen Smith? Some of you are. We knew her from the Grace Bible Church conferences, but Karen is multilingual, and she does a good job of taking the Spanish language and making sure that it's regional, that people in Costa Rica and people in Mexico could also understand it. And we gave it back to Rafael, and he made some small adjustments. So I think we're in a position to get this finalized and put it up on the website. And it is my hope, since I have such a fondness for Spanish speakers, especially Mexicans, seeing as that my kids are half our soul tamales, that we would translate all of our lessons into all of our books into Spanish. And there is a big Spanish-speaking population here in Phoenix, and as we grow, we certainly hope to get them involved in Baran Ministries. All right, so those are the announcements for this week. Thank you very much.